Today on Castle Country Focus, I have with me Jason Olson. He is an associate professor of English at USU Eastern and has been there for about 9 years. But we're not here to talk about English as much as I would like to do that. We're here to talk about the process of writing a book. I think there are some listeners out there that may find this interesting about writing a book, whether it's a novel or history or family stories or whatever. Welcome, Jason, and thank you for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, if you want to write a book, if you know you that's in your back of your mind, where's the first place to start?
I think the first place to start is looking at your own book. I've had many teachers over the years, and I've followed this advice and given it to my own students. The best two things we can do to become better writers are to read and to write, and to read and to write a lot. Nobody can just go into writing a book or writing a story or writing anything. They really want others to look at in a serious fashion without having done a lot of reading themselves. So I think the first thing that one has to do when they want to start something as imposing as writing a book is to really get in there and read as much as you can.
Now, are you reading about the subject that you want to write about, or is it reading generally?
I think reading generally is a good place to begin. Once you have a better sense of something that you really want to go after, I think reading as specifically on a subject as you can is really important. I think that if you, for instance, wanted to write a nonfiction piece about a certain subject, it's going to be important to read other things that are written in that field to have an understanding of what's there. It'll teach you what to do. It'll teach you maybe what not to do if you read things that you're not feeling are working as successfully as they could. In my case, the book that I've just gotten published is a collection of poems. And I read more poems than you could possibly ever hope to read, it seemed, back at the time that I was reading and working through this. So I think it's important to just read as much as you can. You learn from that. You learn from everything you read.
All right. What are you reading to do?
That's an excellent question. I think that we read in many different ways. Sometimes we read for pleasure. Sometimes we read to learn a specific skill set. I mean, we read a nonfiction book because we want to learn how to build something or create something. And then sometimes we read as writers. And what I mean by that is that we're reading in a different way. I might take a book that I've read for pleasure before, but when I go into it to read it as a writer, I'm starting to look at things that I might not have seen before. I'm maybe not just looking at plot and the action that's driving it forward, but suddenly I start reading it to see how this writer is building character, how this writer is building the scene, how this writer is creating the tension that he or she is using to drive the story forward. So I start to look at it a different way. I might see a sentence and say, gosh, I really like what that writer did with this sentence, the way that he or she used this turn of phrase. Or I might look at it and think, gosh, I don't really like that. I wouldn't want to do that. So I think what's important to do is to begin to think of yourself as a writer, even when you're reading. And you start to look at things a little bit differently than you do if you're just reading for pleasure or for information about something.
So there's a method to your reading.
There is. And sometimes I might go into something wanting to read for pleasure, but I go into a couple pages and I realize that I'm not allowing myself to do it. That's why summers are kind of nice. Sometimes I get to force myself to read something just to enjoy myself, not overanalyze it.
I want to remind people that you're listening to Jason Olson, Associate Professor of English at USU Eastern, on Castle Country Focus. How do you start practicing the writing process?
I think the most important thing to do when we're talking about practicing, so we've gotten past the stage of reading, at least to some degree, you never really get over that. Now it's a matter of writing things. And writing as much as you can. It's nice to have people that you can share it with. Sometimes if we're just writing for ourselves and only reading it ourselves, we might not be able to be very discerning about the things that we're doing. So it's nice to practice and be able to share that work with others. But the most important thing at that stage is just to write as much as you can and get comfortable with writing. if you're deciding to write something as ambitious as a novel or a history, it's a good idea to come in with a plan, too. I can admit, as I bet many people can, that I've had many ideas for novels that I've had flash through my head at various points, and then I started to get into it. And I realized I didn't really have a plan for what I would do past the second or third page. So I certainly have many, many almost ideas and almost novels that didn't get past about page 10 because I didn't go in with a full understanding of what to do. So I think practicing involves writing a lot, having an understanding of what you want to get into. But then once you want to start writing something as long as a book, it's a good idea to go in with a plan and an understanding of where this is going to go after that initial idea gets you on the first few pages.
Now, when you say plan, would another word be an outline?
It could be. I think an outline would be a good way to think about it. Have some sort of a sense of where this is going. And when I do that, I often will like to think about things in general terms. Like, I know this is going to happen at this stage, and this will happen a little bit later. But I know some writers that structure things with an outline very, very specifically, where they have everything really planned out. I like to leave things a little more open so I can surprise myself, perhaps, at various stages. But it's important to go in with an outline, as you say, to really make sure that the idea will carry through. It's hard to do it, to write something as ambitious as we're talking about, if you don't go in thinking ahead.
You need to know the end from the beginning, actually.
You do. And sometimes the end might end up doing something differently than we may have thought, and that's okay. But it's important that we have some sort of a roadmap to get there, even if we end up changing things just a little bit. When we're writing fiction, it's very often that we will have characters that will evolve as the story goes. And they might have characters that do things that I didn't expect them to do. I'm the one making them do it, but they might end up moving in a way that I didn't expect at the beginning, and that's okay. But you still want to have a structure in place so that you can have an understanding of where you're going.
I've heard that of other writers, that a character just absolutely starts taking over the book, and
sure,
and it just grows. It just is a live person, as it were.
Yeah, it's funny how that happens. But, it happens for us as readers, right? That I'll read something, I'll have a character that really connects with me. So it makes sense that it would happen that way for the writer who's actually creating that character, too.
Now, you mentioned you've just recently published a book of poems.
I have.
How did you practice doing that?
Well, I wrote the first draft of this book a long time ago, back when I was getting my master's degree. And so I was taking a lot of classes at that time. At that time, I was taking poetry classes. So I was in a workshop environment. I was working with great, great writers. So I was doing a lot of really intense stuff at that time. But I had that draft of this book that I wrote many, many years ago. And then I went back and I revised it just a few years ago, where I wasn't in the same environment, but I was certainly reading and working with students. And so it was interesting. It was almost like a collaboration between me as a college student and me as a professional much later, working together to structure it. So the process for that book was different often than it is for others, but I kind of like the way that it worked out. It feels like there's this interesting balance between me at two different stages in my life. But I was at a time where I was writing a ton of stuff. And so a lot of that influence was coming in, a lot of that practice was coming in from really exploring the things that I was reading at the time and seeing what I could do with some of this interesting stuff that I found.
This has been interesting visiting with you, Jason, and it really amounts to, it sounds like a lot of work.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. And when it comes to writing, often there isn't a lot of immediate support that you get. You write stories, you write poems, and you send them out to the world, and you get a lot of rejection. But once you connect with some editor and they trust your work, it's a wonderful feeling. And so I just want everybody to know that no matter how hard it is, if you really believe that there's a story in your heart, you got to go out there and follow it.
Well, thank you, Jason, for taking a few minutes and talking with us on Castle Country Focus.
That was my pleasure. Thank you.